Linda's unfortunately not here, so you're stuck with me. I don't really know what I'm doing, so bear with me as we go through this. We'll make it work. So let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let me actually start that by saying it is November 25th. This is the joint meeting with the school board, school administration, SAU, and the Candia Budget Committee. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are recording this meeting and we will be printing out minutes from it, but if you can all humor me and say your name before you start talking. I am the lucky designee that gets to do the minutes, so please make my life easier. I appreciate it. Did we get the minutes from the previous meeting?
I have a single copy.
Yeah, I can put them up on the screen.
They were emailed.
I emailed Lynn earlier.
Yeah.
That was from November 18th.
I don't see anything.
Yeah. They're on the screen behind you.
How many pages?
It's long.
Yeah,
it's a long one.
Yeah, let me propose, since these just came out today, why don't we review and approve them?
Next week.
Read them this week for approval at our meeting next week, if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Do we need a motion?
Do you want a motion?
Do we need one?
I don't think you need a motion for that, unless it's part of the agenda, the standing agenda.
Does anyone want to make a motion to push the approval of the minutes until next week?
I'll make a motion.
Katrina.
I'll second it.
Bill seconds. Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Keep me honest. Okay, so the next thing we'll move on to is approving the questions from the school budget. So I suggest we just walk through these. I know many of the answers were sent out, but we'll just walk through and talk through what we have. Look at this. Okay. So question 1, section 4 of the notebooks is missing. Please provide. The comment section 4 is for budget changes. Candia School Board has not made any changes to the budget today. Okay. Question 2, how much do we pay per student for more school and high school busing? Bus transportation is contractually priced for the school year. The budget of $536,106.72 divided by the total potential students that could ride the bus 402, I don't know what that means, includes K through 8 high school. It's $1,333.59 per student for the school year.
So I have a question. 402 kids,
I think. Oh, for 402 kids.
The 402 is the number of students.
Thank you.
I have a question, William Safi. How come sped transportation is not included?
Because that is a different line item in the budget. Sped transportation, special ed transportation is in a separate line. We interpret it as just regular transportation.
But it adds to the total cost.
We have it in the, we can give you the number.
I have the number.
Okay.
I don't understand how you get to the $19,981.82, the next question. Because you don't add, you should.
Hold on, let's finish the busing. Let's finish the busing question first. Are we all good on the price per student for the busing?
That's regular ed.
Did you have a question, Phil, around getting the busing cost for special ed? Or is that rolled into your next question?
It leads to the next question.
Okay. So the next question is, what is the calculation of the per student cost for the Moore School, for the New Hampshire DOE, what we provide to them? It's $19,981.82. So now your question, go ahead.
So this children that has sped, they come to the Moore School on transportation with the other kids, but you don't include that as part of their budget. Like, there's the total budget. It doesn't make any sense.
Is there an actual rider on a regular bus?
Go ahead,
yeah.
Stacy.
Stacy, Director of Student Services. The students covered under special ed transportation are students that require different transportation than these students. So in that line is only students where I need to get a specialized bus to bring them either out of district or bring them to a school, but they wouldn't be able to ride the regular bus. So their rates are different, and we use a different company.
Brenda Coughlin, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Can we get the cost breakdown for what is it cost per sped student?
Yeah, and it's an estimate, it's just not, it's not always the same. So, like Durham, for example, has an hourly rate. I have a Durham bus come here and I have three students on it. That hourly rate is the same, so I pay the same amount. If I just had one student ride that bus, it would still be the same amount because I pay an hour, not by student. So because they're coming here, I could have more students on that bus and it would cost less per student. But if I have to use the same bus and there's only one child who rides it, I still pay that. If I send a student out of district and my student is riding, plus maybe Chester has a couple students, then I still pay a portion of it instead of the whole hourly rate. So it varies.
So how do you come up with your budget with so many variables? How do you know how much you need to budget?
I look at what it's costing me this year and we'll go up by, you know, sort of what has been the typical percentage. I know what Durham, we're on a 3-year contract, so I know what our rates are for Durham. And it's a slight estimate, but it's based on how many students I know will be taking transportation and how many would be individual versus, you know, a few students on a bus coming here. I can predict that pretty easily.
So you have a 3-year contract. Where are you in that 3 years?
This is our last year of that.
Next year will be
so you'll be renegotiating?
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Yes, next year.
Right. This is going into last year.
So next year.
Yes.
25-26.
So
25-26. Would be the third year.
And
this is year two, right now.
Okay. All right, I got to understand that.
May I ask a question? Hold on 1 second. Is there a question there that we want to have them follow up on? Or are we comfortable with their answer?
Do you want to, like, have student A, student B, student C, and how much their busing costs for special ed?
Isn't that too specific?
That's too specific.
Yeah.
We can provide the cost of the bus, what we pay the different bus companies, because as Stacy said, the bus, it doesn't matter whether it's one or three.
Correct.
It's the daily rate of X, and I don't know it off the top of my head, but we can provide that for you. We can say
your contract price maybe.
Yeah,
that would
help. That's what we can provide for you. Just so when you get it, you'll understand. It will look a little different than what we gave for the regular ed.
Right. And I think what Bill is asking is, we see you have it broken down for the children at the Moore School. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, okay, for regular ed.
Well, and special ed.
Huh?
And special ed. So my daughter had an IEP, but she rode a bus.
Right. But we'll show the special ed. We'll give them the special ed transportation.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I understand.
Okay.
The separate line.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the calculation per student, I emailed out, there's an awesome Excel spreadsheet. The state calculates it off of current expenditures, less food services, revenue, less transportation expenditures. And then you get your average daily membership, and then you get your cost per pupil.
Is the money you get, Bill Saffy, the money you get from the state used for transportation for SPED? Or how is that used?
Any aid that we get from the state counts as revenue. And the revenue at the end of the year, we calculate what our revenues will be for, we calculated for what they are for this year, and we'll be calculating what they are for next year. Revenue, the state funding for education doesn't come directly to the schools. It comes in the form of revenue. And at the end of the year, when we close out our books, when we look at what's left in our expenditure lines, our annual budget, then we look at our revenue streams, we put them together, and that becomes the fall budget, fund balance. That money, then we pay off whatever outstanding bills we have at the end of the year, or the board may want to put some of the funds towards other projects, and then what's left over gets returned back to the town. And what I believe that was one of the documents the budget committee asked for, a 5-year breakout of the fund balance. Those are those dollars. That's that first column is what we return back to the town in the last 5 years.
So $149,000 to Candia this year for SPED education. You said that doesn't go to the school.
It doesn't. We can't use that to offset costs. It's just revenue. All state aid, whether it's regular ed or special ed, is considered revenue. It does not, we can't access that to pay our bills with. It's used to help towns offset their taxes. at the end of the year. That's what the state is, how it's used.
It's not included as like a budget at all. So you get another $149,000 above and beyond the budget, basically. Am I understanding that correctly?
No. We get a number from the state based on our special ed population for special ed costs. That's a number that we get as revenue. And then we just sit on it. We don't spend it. And at the end of the year, we take all our other forms of revenue. Again, revenue bucket, expenditure bucket. It then becomes part of our fund balance. And what's left over after the bills are paid and the board doesn't, whatever they have for projects, that gets spent. What's left over goes back to the town. That's how New Hampshire funds it. In Massachusetts, for example, when they say they give you state aid or Rhode Island, they give the district, I'll make up a number, $10 million. The district then can spend that $10 million on whatever education expenses they have. New Hampshire does it different. Their aid is meant to help reduce the tax impact on residents in this town.
So like on the 2023-24 revenue list, it said state sources, special education.
Right, you get more money for special needs students than you would for a regular ed job.
Okay, and then we have our federal and local.
Yep.
Okay.
Brenda Coughlin, would you say that money that comes from the state goes to the fund balance?
Yep.
To help offset taxes, but not necessarily, because before it ever gets back to the town, it goes through what else do we want to spend.
That's true.
Right. So it actually is.
Well, a school board could say,
let's,
it all goes back to the town. School board A. Yep, we send it all back to the town. It depends on each district.
I know, but because it's a warrant article, we don't have the power in the budget committee to say to you guys,
that's true,
whatever you get back, we want it back to the town to actually offset the taxes.
Yep.
So,
same
yeah, that's
the town.
Huh?
Same as the town budget, bottom line budget, right?
Well, I don't think the Board of Selectmen know they're getting X
amount. Well, you have encumbrances the same as they do, so I think he's saying what's left over.
But is that an actual encumbrance? They know the money is there.
Well, I don't know, as they know at the very beginning when they're doing their budget.
We don't know what.
Yeah, you don't know what 26.
The budget when you expect
26 is going
yet.
To be.
No,
it's just
yet.
What you're working with.
That's
now.
Correct.
When do they tell you?
We usually get our information August, late July, August.
For this working
for the,
budget.
Yeah.
Or for the budget.
For this past summer is when we got our revenue.
$425
Yes.
Okay. Wait. So you won't know long after
that's
budget
correct.
Season
the
is closed what it's
going to
be.
That's correct.
Kills you, doesn't it?
Yes. Because it's a ton of uncertainty.
Like it makes sense.
Well,
a lot of money.
This is my sixth year as superintendent. The funding system is—it's just hard to get used to.
But why would we think the state would be any different than Washington?
I have faith.
It's kind of hard to be dealt with, so I just am trying to do the best I can.
All right, Susan Young, do you have a question?
Susan Young, I wanted to ask if you have a behavior issue that a student who does not have an IEP or a 504 but cannot be on the bus, where is that listed if you need to have a, not Durham, but one of the smaller buses or whatever? That cost.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we currently don't have that situation.
Right.
If we did, that would come out of regular ed transportation.
It would, okay.
The regular ed student.
Good. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I lost that. Brenda Coughlin. Did you ask if they're not allowed to drive on the bus?
No. Sometimes you have a student who doesn't have a 504 or an IEP, who has a behavior problem.
Okay.
But isn't quote special ed, and that other just wondering.
In some cases, students are, their bus riding privileges are suspended
right.
for a period of time, yeah. And then we say to the parents, you got to bring Bobby or Susie to school for that window.
That makes sense.
But if it was like something really long, then sure. What Becky said would take place. It was for an extended period of time.
All right, are we good to move on?
All right, so question number three, how many employees at the SAU office? 10. Question number four, what is driving the 10% increase in the SAU budget? So the 2025-26 SAU budget is up 2.27%. However, the district assessment increased 10% due to the decrease in anticipated fund balance contribution. The combined percent applied by district is calculated based on valuation percentage and pupil percentage. The percentage by school district is applied to the SAU 15 total budget. Attached is the School Administrative Unit 15 Proposed Operating Budget Summary 2025-26. Included with this response is the 2025-2026 SAU 15 Proposed Operating Budget Summary. The increase year over year was caused by the 2024-2025 fund balance contribution was 3x the fund balance contribution previously. This year we are budgeting a fund balance contribution of $37,000. This can be reviewed on page 2. Yeah, I might need that explained.
Yeah, I know, that's a little muddy.
The formula's muddy, I apologize. So again, something else.
I appreciate that.
I understand. First of all, I'd like to introduce Cheryl DeGennaro, our new business administrator. And next to her is Dr. Kimberly Sarfi, our new assistant superintendent. So I'll turn it over to Cheryl.
So in the packet that was provided, you have a document that looks like this, if you can see it. It says at the top, School Administrative Unit 15, Proposed Operating Budget Summary. You have that document?
Yep.
Okay. So on this page here, it breaks down the revenue, the appropriations, and then a summary. But at the bottom, I think, is what's most important. Down at the bottom is the summary by district for Auburn, Candia, and Hookson. This breaks out the two components of the way that this value is calculated. And as you can see for Candia, the district assessment in total is $205,565. This number you can then find in the detailed budget pages that you have. There's one other one there.
Okay.
Last year, when this number was calculated, which is what the explanation is about, there was an anticipated revenue and credits put in for $125,000. On the summary that you have, you can see down below here where it says anticipated revenue and credits of $37,000. That's what's now in the plan for 25-26. For last year, it was significantly higher than it's been for many years past in trend. So we brought it back down to normal.
Why was it significantly higher in the past?
I wasn't here. It appears as though in the data that I can see through budget, it was placed in higher.
So the $37,000 is more realistic?
It is, and it's also on trend with prior years to what we actually put in.
Okay.
If you look, as one of the data documents that we sent the budget committee in the form of an email, we sent it to this one.
Oh, that's the 5-year.
That's the 5-year. In 22-23, we had a fund balance of $498,586. Last year, we had a fund balance, that is dollars that went back to the town, of $128,478. Mm-hmm. So when the assessment was being calculated, the assumption was made that we'd have a similar type year. And we only had a fund balance this past year of $128,478. So we're trying to account for that in that line.
Sue, could I ask a question related to this, even though it may not be in that question that we're, number four, that we're talking about? Since you brought up, is it Bill?
Yes.
Bill. Since you brought up the fund balance explanation.
Yep.
So we did ask Steph, and she provided the 5-year.
Yep.
And so the fund balance, from my understanding from Steph, that's what you gave back to the town.
That's correct.
The reserve encumbrances, was that budgeted So of that encumbrances, was that part of the, well, we have X amount of money left over at the end of the year, but so what I was going to ask, one of my questions to the board was, can you give us a rundown over the past 5 years, how much of the encumbrances was actually budgeted, but you didn't get to do the work? Or was that just all extra spending after the end of the year? You saw I have a bucket of $437,000.
The reserve for encumbrances, I'll let Cheryl maybe clarify it a little further. My understanding is at the end of the year, that amount of money is what we had to, we had to close out all our POs, our bills, and whatever other items the board wanted to spend.
Right.
So that's that number, the reserve for encumbrances, and then what's left over of the fund balance, that's what went back to the towns. So is your question, just so, because we can try to get you that information, and I'm looking at the column reserve for encumbrances, are you looking for in those numbers a breakout of?
So,
how much was bills that you paid and what?
Well, yeah, so when I looked at that snapshot, that was very helpful, and I appreciated you getting that 5-year look back. When I added up the fund balance and what was reserved for encumbrances, I'm just going to take an example from 23-24.
Yep.
That was $565,597 and change. The $437 that was encumbered out of that $565, was that, I have a PO, we just didn't get the work done, we need to pay for that, or was that, we've got all the POs paid for, now we've got $565, let's do these things. I think there's some degree of that.
Yep.
That let's get these things done because we have the extra money, because it's a warrant article and we don't have to give it back.
Within that number, you're correct, within that 536, that big number, when you put them both together.
Yeah.
Within that number, there were, and we can break it out. The easiest way to break it out is to show you what the board authorized us to do.
To spend out of that 565.